Hey, I'm talking to you. You're listening to the Fully Courted Podcast. I'm Ason.
And I'm Bass, and we are here once again with another episode. How's it going, Ason?
Yeah, not too bad. She'll be alright. Staying cultured as always.
Oh yeah, we got so much culture to get through today.
Alright, you gonna take the lead today, Bass?
Oh yeah. I've been rewatching so many of the stuff that I've watched before, and I've watched a bunch of new stuff, so we got so much to talk about.
So much culture shenanigans. I think that's not good for the microphone, but
yeah, we'll turn it down a little bit.
we'll fix that in the editing. But yeah, Face. All right, it's
first,
all on you.
We'll start with a new anime that came out this season called Skate the Infinite. And this anime, Ason, it got me back into my skateboarding. Got me back into my skateboard days. It's so good. Oh my god. It makes you want to go back and skateboard, man. So pretty much it's a story about this guy called Reki, the main character. He's kind of he loves skateboarding, and he works at this skateboarding shop. And then there's this underground sort of skate park place where they bet stuff and do skate around and do races and shit like that. And then there's this new kid who used to be a snowboarding boy from Canada or someplace called Langa, but they nickname him Snow because his skating style is so much like snowboarding. And yeah, pretty much the new character Langa goes from snowboarding to learning how to skateboard, and they develop this really nice brotherly friendship between them, and they just fall in love with skateboards and just that whole sort of dynamic between them. One is kind of showing him the ropes, and then he's kind of the snow guy, he's really good at it, but he's missing a lot of the basics for skateboarding because
he's snowboarding.
Yeah, he's snowboarding, so he's got really really good balance, and he's got tricks and all that sort of shit, but he hasn't developed the basics of skateboarding.
Kickflips and all that stuff.
Yeah, because those are basics.
Yeah.
He actually masters the basics, bro, he's really good. And yeah, it's just so nice to see such a brotherly they go back and forth
are they not friends at first?
No, they are friends at first because he's a transfer student, so the guy Reki shows him around and stuff, gets him into skateboarding. But what I'm trying to say is that when Reki shows him a trick, then Snow is all right, let me try doing that, and he does it, and then he will try doing something else, and then Reki's like, oh, that's cool, let me try that, and then they have that
they're growing
they bounce off each other and they grow together, and it's so nice to see that dynamic. It's so good. It's almost like they're brothers. It's such a literal sons. I can't say this with enough enthusiasm. It's just such a nice, wholesome, brotherly sort of
It's
for the boys anime, literally for the boys. So I highly recommend watching that one.
If
it's so nice.
Skateboarding, yeah.
And they even go into detail about performing some of the tricks and the mindset behind all of that, and it's pretty crazy. I absolutely am loving it. It's 8 episodes in or 9 episodes in at the moment. I fucking love this anime. Definitely check it out if you like your sport animes.
Or skateboarding, yeah.
Skateboarding animes, yeah.
That's the Tony Hawk anime. You don't see many animes about skateboarding. That's the thing.
Yeah, literally, it's the first one I've seen. I don't know. A lot of these sport animes, you don't think that that would be a big hit, but then when they're pulled off right with the right animation and the right storytelling and everything, Skaters and what's that volleyball one and air gear and stuff, they're really good. They're really popular, and if done right, they're amazing. So yeah, highly recommend everyone check that out. I'm loving it so far.
Alright, what else is on your list of animes to watch?
I started watching Promised Neverland because season 2 dropped and is dropping. And one of my mates, he was like, oh bro, you should check out Promised Neverland. It's really good. And I was like, alright, I'll check it out. I checked it out. It took me 2 days and I was caught up because the first season is only 12, 13. Yeah. And then the second season is out steadily now. And so it's so good. It's about these kids in an orphanage, and then they find out this secret where instead of kids getting adopted, they think people are getting adopted, but instead they're getting sold into to demons, and they kind of
aliens or something like that.
Demons, aliens, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're getting sold for like meat and shit.
Yeah, they're like a feast.
Yeah,
apparently.
It's pretty messed up. So they're kind of like on a human farm, breeding farm sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's all about the quality of the brain. So like the smarter they are, the better.
The higher the taste.
Yeah, something bullshit like that. And it's all about like the kids. Once they found out, they try and escape. And it's a really like, I love the kind of like detective sort of back and forth, because it's kind of like Death Note in a way, where it's all about like mind games and shit. It's about like the kids versus the carer and the demons. So it's really nice, like seeing all these like smart 10-year-olds and under, like going up against these like 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds and demons and shit. So it's really nice to see like geniuses and all that sort of thing. It's really good. It like
trying to outsmart.
Yeah, like outsmarting everyone. It really like tickles like your like detective work. It's like, all right, so if this person does this, that and the other, how's that going to affect this? Will they be able to escape? Will they not be able to escape? And not only that, but it does a lot of like, it touches a lot of topics about like abandonment and like family and friends and what it means to be true family and friends and all that. If it's not always about blood, it's about like, you know, the bonds you develop and all that sort of stuff. So it gets really deep in that aspect of it, which is also like spectacular to see. It's so heartwarming, but you know, there's also that like fear and like supernatural part with the demons and the trying to like run away and stuff. So it has a good balance of it, and that's what I really love about it so far. And yeah, season 2 has been absolutely amazing so far. It's, you know, living up to the hype, and a lot of plot twists in season 2 like blows my mind. So yeah, that one has been amazing. Like I can't wait for it to keep going and stuff. But yeah, those are like the two main ones that I've been watching, apart from the almighty Attack on Titan.
Oh, yes. You want to polish up on what's going on with Attack on Titan?
Yeah, so we'll have...
I want to discuss something like major, because, yeah, I'm fully caught up on Attack on Titan. Shit!
Base
is caught up. And what's it called? What I realized when I started watching season 5, like the freaking characters... They all look really retarded. They don't look right.
Yeah,
they're
after the time
up.
Skip.
Yeah, that's also... That's
Mikasa the looks like a guy, yeah. Bro. It turns me off. Like, before the time skip, I was like, I love Mikasa. Yes, baby. And then after time skip, it's like, no, who's this man? That's not Mikasa. That's not the Mikasa I know and love. But it's good that they still keep their same the same personalities. It's just I hate how they change
the character design and all that stuff.
Designs. Yeah, it gets confusing. I didn't know who Armin was
for
3 or 4 episodes. I was like, who the fuck is Armin?
Yeah, I keep thinking Armin was like a girl or something.
Yeah, it was that like that chick with the short short blonde hair. I was like, is that Armin? Is that not? It doesn't act like him, but maybe he was drawn. I don't know. It was crazy, but like yeah, a bit of spoiler talk about the latest season.
Yeah, well, it's not really spoilers. Everybody's seen it already.
it's that big.
Yeah, well, that and the timeline. The timeline does not make any sense because...
Oh, I hate how they keep going back and forth, bro.
It's
so
annoying.
It fucks
with you, man. You're like, you're in the past, then you jump straight to the future, then you go back to the past, and then you're like, who the heck are all these characters? I don't... There's like a new character each episode, and you don't know who they are. And it just screws you over. Like,
yeah,
like a black guy I don't know about.
Yeah, and you kind of like lose that like sense of like familiarity with everyone. Like you stop giving a shit because you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, something bad happened to that guy. Too bad. I only knew them for like 2 episodes. And even if I did know them for that 2 episodes, it kept going back and forth. I didn't know like what was happening at half the time. That's a thing that I feel like they should have done better. They should have done way better.
Yeah, they need to polish. Need to polish up on all this retardedness, because I think they're just like, oh, final season, let's just chuck everything together and hope it works.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for me, because like I've been watching it, I'm like stop start, I'm like, how do I put this together? This doesn't make any sense. It's like a math equation, and then you're like doing all the working out, and then you get this number, and I'm like, this answer doesn't seem right.
Yeah, literally. Bro, what'd you get? I got 5. Bro, what'd you get? I got 60. Bro, what'd you get?
I got 21.
I got Abraham Lincoln. What?
I don't even think this is math anymore.
Yeah, no shit.
Somehow we're in English or science.
But yeah, No, like, it takes a while. Like, it's not as confusing as we make it out to be. We exaggerate it a lot, but still, it's annoying to have to put in that brain work when you're just there to watch an enjoyable anime.
Yeah,
I wish there was a bit more action, though. Like, there's action in it, but it's not a lot.
Yeah, then you get introduced to this new people called, I don't know, what are they called? Like, so you have the Maldians
and the Eldians.
Yeah, the Eldians. I don't even understand what's going on with those two. Like, are they from another island or something?
No, so it's like the islanders are all where everything in Attack on Titan has been happening up until now, and then everyone else is a Meridian or whatever the fuck. And I think the Eldians are the bloodline in which they can turn into Titans and the other people can't. Yep. Or something, that's why they're considered royalty or some shit. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, it's been good, it's been enjoyable, like seeing a lot of the stuff, yeah, but like it's just annoying how we have to put so much brain work into like trying to figure out this plot, you know?
Yeah, did you see like, there's like, they somehow like, so, you know how like some people died and all that stuff? Yeah. And then you like, some people got saved?
Yeah.
Do you see how they try to like, fit the, like, you know, them growing up into the future? Like, I don't know, remember like Sasha saving someone?
Oh yeah, that was nice.
And her daughters, the girls all grown up now.
Yeah, that was I like that callback, that was nice. Like, it was you kind of had to put it together, but like I was like, it was so nice having that tie-in. So like in season 3, Sasha saved
this child
from a titan. And then that child ends up like having a philosophical talk with
Gabi. I hate freaking Gabi fucking with a passion. Gabi's this freaking, she needs to be murdered. She needs to be murdered because she's like the, like, I know that
such a spoiled, she's a little demon, little angry freaking child.
Shit. I don't know how she is still alive. She should have been shot dead when she freaking, spoiler alert, freaking Sasha got killed by Gabi.
I don't even want to talk about it. It's so depressing.
The potato chick is dead.
I liked Sasha, man. She was like,
yeah, she was
my third favorite.
Well, in like she looked pretty alright in the, you know, in the design.
Post time skip. Yeah, she looked beautiful.
She looked pretty
bro.
Nice, but like freaking Misaka looks like trash.
Yeah.
Why they had to take her away from us?
So annoying.
Freaking, I saw the memes and I already started crying. Like, no, you can't be serious.
Bro, you know what was so even more annoying? Twitter, when like the episode dropped, when that happened, everyone's like, oh shit, hate Gabi. And then they were like trying to not spoil what happened, but like everyone was spoiling it. It's like, shut the fuck up, man. Like, at least wait a week to like let everyone fucking catch up to it, because at that time I wasn't caught up. So I was like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen, because at the time I only saw like the first couple episodes and like I didn't have time to catch up. So when I finally did, like I already knew, like I had a good idea of what was going to happen. I was like, yeah, something's going to go down between Gabi and Sasha. But the way it went down, I was like, fuck, bro, this is like even more depressing. I thought they were going to have like a sniper shootout or some shit. But nah, it's just Gabi jumped in from the fucking air balloon and
yeah,
just
not,
shot randomly,
it
and
too
it got
easy,
Sasha.
Man.
It was way too
easy.
It doesn't
freaking make sense how she just grabbed the suit and then she magically figured it out how to use
bro,
it.
Bro, you know the upper body strength you need for that? All those guys had like harnesses and like bullshit on them.
You know, what's bullshit is like she mastered it in one day. Literally, in like the first season, it took like ages for like maybe Eren to figure out how to freaking swing around with it. But like, she's like, oh, magically figured how to use it in one day. That's bullshit. So stupid. Stupid base. That's freaking a scam.
I hate it, Ace.
Yeah, Sasha got scammed alive, and yeah. That's my freaking rant of Gabi. I hope she gets murdered. I'll freaking eat to that freaking the day she gets murdered. I'm like laughing, and yeah. One other quarrel that I want to talk about is what the heck is going with Eren. Eren is freaking messed up in the head.
Yeah.
I swear there's always something wrong with Eren.
Yeah. Fuck, bro. Like, I hated how we don't understand his motives. Like, I love his character design. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, he looks so badass now.
Yeah, long hair, fucking slick back and shit.
The only person that hasn't changed in that freaking whole season is Levi. Levi looks so tiny compared to all other guys.
He's the same.
He looks like a midget.
Well, yeah, he's like the oldest one out of them anyway. Yeah. So he's like doesn't have any more growth spurts.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's going to be interesting. I feel like they're making Eren out to be this bad guy when in reality he's obviously doing it for the sake of whatever sort of weird, twisted sense of justice he has. But like at the same time, his actions are very
contradictory. They're very questionable.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Is he fighting for the good of the, you know, their families and all that stuff in that land?
From the island.
For the island. Or is he fighting for his self, you know?
For his own selfish purposes.
Yeah, his selfish purposes. Because he's like, ah, oh, I gotta kill all these titans. And I think he has a grudge against Zeke or some shit.
No, he's teaming up with his half-brother, Zeke. Apparently.
Is he?
So that's what we're made out to believe. But
What I've saw is like, he was after Zeke. I thought he was going to fight with Zeke and try to kill Zeke.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah, it's very questionable his circumstances.
Yeah.
So, Eren, you fuck Misaka over.
Yeah, bro. Just settle down over.
Yeah.
Live a good life. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You've only got like 13 years to live. After this time skip, you've only got like a year or two left. I can't remember exactly how many years he's got left, but fuck. Because remember how like if you have a titan, you only live for 13 years?
Yep.
That was a huge revelation. I was like, fuck. That's crazy.
Damn pleb.
Yeah.
And then somehow what's her name? The stupid queen.
Historia?
Yeah, Historia's pregnant.
Oh, yeah. That was a bit weird.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. Like, how the fuck did she get so pregnant so quickly?
Yeah, so they don't make her out to be the next Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, enough Attack on Titan. That went on longer than it should have.
Let's move on to something way lighter.
We just need to get out of that, yeah.
Something amazing. This anime that got remade again. Horimiya. Beautiful romance high school
just
anime.
Break it down for me, Base. I have no idea what Horimiya is. Just tell me all about it. Sell me the
sell you the anime.
Sell
me
the anime.
Alright. So pretty much it's about this popular chick, how she's popular at school, but like every day she has to go back to her house and to pick up her little brother and do the house chores and stuff because her parents are... You know, they're adulting.
Adulting?
best way to put it, they've got jobs and shit. So
You know, thought you meant by something else. Oh. That's not PG.
And so one day when she's picking up her brother from school, one of the like quiet kids from the back of the class kind of like helps her brother up because he fell on his nose or hurt himself. So when she was going to pick him up from whatever, he kind of like, helped the little brother. So then she invites him over, but here's the catch: he wears like his hair differently, and he's got piercings and tats and tattoos on him. So like she didn't notice who this guy was. She just thought he was just like a nice guy that like helped her brother. Anyway, she invites him over, and he's like, "Oh, so how have you been?" And then he says her name, and she's like, "I never told you my name. How do you know who I am? You're joking, right? We're in the same class. It's me." And he's like, oh, what? No way. Because in class, like at school, he has his hair down, not slicked back. Like he doesn't wear any of his piercings or anything like that. Like he's wearing long sleeve shirts and jackets and stuff so no one can see his tattoos. So it was like a complete change like of who everyone thought. Everyone just thought he was like a quiet kid at the back of the class. But in reality, he's kind of like a cool guy.
It's undercover.
Yeah, pretty much. So what ends up happening is like the brother and the main guy they kind of develop like this brother sort of relationship. So he's like, oh, can you
brother
come over
and son?
Yeah. So can you come over tomorrow and hang out? So he ends up coming over every day, and then the chick being there, they kind of like slowly get to know each other, become friends, and it develops into more. And it's such a beautiful like chemistry that they have, like the popular chick and the quiet kid at the back. And yeah, it's not like your typical like harem or anything.
Harem.
It's a legit like what would happen in real life sort of thing.
Yes.
It's not overly dramatic or anything, and each of the characters have their own quirks. For example, the main chick, she can't say no to people. If someone asks for help, she's always there to help. So that's like a nice sort of contrast and
kinda quirk.
Yeah, and then like the main guy, he gets pissed off very easily.
Oh yeah.
So if like someone pisses him off or like, if someone's teasing or annoying the chick, he'll like step up and be like, "Oi, cunt, piss off." sort of thing, you know? So it's nice to have that dynamic. And, like, I don't know, it's just so beautiful to see that. And plus, like, the high school drama that revolves around them and all that.
We all need our slice of life, right, Bass?
Beautiful slice of life, bro. Like, fucking warms my heart up. It's so amazing. I absolutely am loving it so far. It's so good. I recommend watching that. You just want to, like, chillax and, you know, fill up your heart and all that, like, introverted energy you guys have. Watch that. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Introverts,
extroverts, whatever introvert you are, check it out. But yeah, that's pretty much
Horimiya in a nutshell.
Horimiya in a nutshell. That's pretty much all the ones except one that I knew that I haven't watched. And I'll save that last new one that I haven't seen, but it's an old anime. So I'll save that for a bit later. But now I'll just quickly smash through all the ones that I ended up rewatching. So I ended up How to Raise a Boring Girlfriend. I just watched season one.
Yep.
And, oh man, it's a lot more boring than I remember it. it's funny to say because it's like How to Raise a Boring Girlfriend.
That's in the title. That's why.
Like, it's nice, don't get me wrong, but I feel like I just know the formula of what happened. Like, it's so pretty much this guy, he, during his like summer break or some shit, he's walking home from like the store, and then there's this chick that drops her hat at the top of a hill, and he picks it up, and like as he looks up to see her, he falls in love with her. And then he kind of develops this like game idea to make a game, like a dating sim game based on that one encounter with her.
Oh, but, I could.
And it's the same sort of thing, like when he goes to school, he doesn't realize who she is because she's a quiet chick that is very bland looking and all that. But I don't know, to me she's the best girl.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, her and like the thick chick.
The thick chick, yeah.
The scenario writer, yeah. But like, I don't know. I feel like I know the formula. It's like they'll have their like group thing at the beginning of the episode, then like he'll talk to the thick chick, and then he'll talk to the childhood lolly friend.
Yeah, the freaking Cinderella.
Yeah, and then at the end of the episode, it would always be the main chick that dropped her hat at the beginning of the episode of the anime that would come in and be like, actually have like a proper philosophical conversation with him, and like we'll go back and forth and actually like empathize with him in a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Sort of thing, and build his character up. Whereas like the other two are good at criticizing him about like his work because they're both artists. Like the thick chick, she's a scenario writer, so she actually has like a couple of her own novels and books that she writes and whatever gets published. Whereas the other chick, she's like a illustrator, so she does professional drawings and shit, and she's also does hentai novels.
Oh yes.
Doujinsus and
doujins.
Stuff.
Doujins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I know anything about that.
Yeah, not that we know anything, you know. Anyway. But yeah, it's nice.
If you're Japanese, look it up.
Like when I watched it through first time. Oh, and when I rewatched it, I actually picked up on the Sword Art Online figures on that guy's.
Yeah,
because I think it's made by the same studio or something.
Yeah. I told you about that in the other episode.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's all right. It's a chill slice of life harem sort of anime. You know, don't take it too seriously sort of thing. So it was interesting to rewatch that. And I also rewatched Aria, Curse of the Holy Sword. So that was a good one to rewatch. Like, there's a bit of ecchi in it, but it's also really, like, nice having the, you know, the whole past.
Those past memory kind of things.
Yeah, like being reincarnated and all that. So, yeah, and I liked how, like, just the powers that they had, honestly.
Yeah,
like
the magic, the spelling magic kind of things.
The spells and the magics and everything. It was nice. And like watching it in dub was even like that much better.
Yeah, the dubs do it a hell lot better than the subs.
Yeah, way better.
Because you can understand it, and you don't have to read the subtitles.
Yeah, that's been me recently. I've been watching a lot of dub, because like I finally got Anime Lab Premium.
Oh snap! Yeah. Bass is finally on the
grind.
The culture train. He's got Anime Lab Premium.
Premium, baby. So I've been
not
watching
sponsored.
Not sponsored. I wish.
I wish.
I wish. Anyway, but yeah, like, I don't know. It's better because, like, when I'm munching down on chips or, like, ice cream or, like, chocolate or anything or snacking
or whatever.
Yeah, like, every time I look down to grab food, I don't have to, like, oh, shit, did I miss a line? Do I have to look back up real quick? You know,
do I have to rewind to figure out what he just said?
Yeah, literally. It's kind of sucky, but yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to learn Japanese so we don't have to do this crap.
Literally, especially with all like the animes that like, come out.
That's what I hate. It's like weekly. When some of the animes are semi-classing, but they don't do dubbed at the same time. So
They do the first three episodes, which is good.
Yeah, you're going to have a delay.
Yeah, but then for the rest of the anime, you have to wait till it finishes or some shit. It's so annoying.
Yeah, that's pretty dull.
Yeah. But yeah, Curse of the Holy Swordsman was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched Data Live.
Oh, yes.
All the way through.
My favorite.
That's so good, bro. Love
you
it.
You got Toka, you got Kirimi.
Origami.
Origami.
The twins.
Oh, yes, the twins.
Fucking love the twins.
Can't go wrong with the twins.
Kirimi, yeah. Toka, Kirimi, and the twins are my favorite.
Yep.
Toka, probably number one. Mm-hmm. But the only one that beats Toka is the Kurumi, spoiler alert, that
in
he
the
goes
special episode, yeah.
On the special date episode that they had. I think it was the end of season 2.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, bro. When, because it was like that one Kurumi that escaped from being slaughtered or killed or whatever.
Yeah.
And, bro, just the date that they went on was absolutely perfect,
it was like,
bro.
It was so cute. Yeah, and it's like hot. It's like, it gives you the feels.
It does. Hits you right in the feels, bro. So good, bro, because she fakes being like sick or whatever to like one of these places that does like,
you know, do
photo
marriage.
Shoots for like marriages and shit. So she got to try on like a wedding dress. Oh, fuck, it's so good. Oh my god. And also check out Wedding Dress by Jay Rise and Tommy C. That song is amazing.
What? Oh, I was like, what are you doing here?
Remember that?
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That's cringe.
I love karaoke to that with one of our mates. Oh, it's so good. But yeah,
shout out Mukashi if you're listening.
Yeah,
throw him under the bus while we're at it.
My man. But yeah, oh, bro, fucking like that. Like if he ends up with that Kurumi, I'll be happy.
Yes, but if she's still alive.
Hopefully. But yeah.
Yeah, that Kirimi was just wholesome. And then he, at the end of that episode, I was key. He tried to get the, what you call the piece of paper to make her wish come true.
Yeah,
and hang it up on the tree or something.
Yeah, when Japan have their like tradition like once a year where they have like these bamboo sticks, or a festival and something, and they have to like write down a wish on like a tag or a seal, and then like the higher up on a bamboo plant that they like tie it up on, the like more likely it has.
To come true,
yeah. Yeah. So that was... Data Live is nice to revisit.
Yeah. We didn't even really explain what they are.
So pretty much... we've talked about it before, so I feel like people will know about it.
Hopefully.
But just a
quick
summary.
Quick summary, yeah.
Pretty much, there was this catastrophe years back where earthquakes and shit started happening out of nowhere, natural disasters. But what ended up happening was creatures from like another dimension were entering our dimension, and because of that they caused like black holes and like not black holes but tsunamis and like, you know, natural disasters to come in, and people thought, oh yeah, shit, fuck, it's just, you know, just something that we have to get used to. But in reality that's what's happening, and a lot of those creatures or whatever would attack us, would attack the human race and all that stuff. But in reality they're just, you know, girls that are afraid for their lives, that they can't control
their power.
That happens, and their power and shit. So it's up to the main guy, the MC, to like, kind
of
like.
That's such a weird way of putting it. They freaking, you have to go on a date with this alien and calm her down.
Yeah, and kiss her. Yeah, and to seal her power, you have to kiss her. But like, you have to kiss her while she's like in love with you or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. And the last one that I ended up, well, I didn't rewatch it, but like I just continued watching it because I never ended up finishing How Not to Summon a Demon Lord.
Yes, this
full on ecchi anime.
Freaking fan service to the heck.
Yeah, fan service galore. Like it's all right, but it's too much, you know. And there's no real, there is a plot, but it's not that interesting, you know. It's mostly an anime just for fan service. That's literally all it is. It's fan service. And, like, it was alright at the beginning, but then after a while I got a bit sick of it. It's like, alright, we get it. You know, you can make all of these things, borderline hentai things, without it being hentai. Alright, cool. But, yeah, no, it was just like your overpowered guy that got isekai'd into a world, and people think he's a demon lord, but he's He's just a human. He's just an otaku.
Oh yeah.
That like spent a bit too much time playing fantasy games online by himself. So he kind of acts as those. He's a tough guy. Tough guy, but on the inside, he's not really. And so when he got summoned, the cat girl and the elf that summoned him tried to put like a slave collar on him. But he's got this ability where he can deflect magic. So he deflected it back at them. So he made them his slaves. And yeah. So it pretty much just follows the adventure of those three and them trying to like defeat another demon lord or whatever. And yeah, that's pretty much the general gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we'll move on to the old school anime that I watched for the first time called Black Cat. It's a shonen anime. I absolutely love this one. It's so good, bro. Like the artwork of it, just nostalgia galore. It reminded me of the old times where I used to watch Dragon Ball Z on VCR, where they would have those like commercials for other animes before like the actual episode started, and it was just all that old school like Cowboy Bebop sort of like art style sort of thing. Yeah. It was so good. I absolutely love the art style. And, like, they just don't make fight scenes or animations like that anymore. Like, one complaint that I had a bit with some of the fight scenes where it cut a bit too much. And I was like, fuck, man, just show one cohesive, like, fight scene for that part. But, like, a lot of, like, 80% of the other fight scenes were really good. It was just, like, the small 20%, 10% where it cut a bit too much for my liking. But, yeah, so the story of Black Cat is pretty much this... this orphan who kind of got found by this sort of like assassin or gunslinger guy who trained him how to use a gun. And then eventually that guy died. And so he joined this assassin organization called Kronos. And they're 13 different assassins and he's number 13. His name is called Rain Heartlet, and they call him the Black Cat because he likes milk, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, so pretty much he's kind of like this emotionless guy at the beginning who kills, you know, he's a hitman, an assassin, so he goes out, kills people, that's it. And like, you know, he's not meant to have any emotion, he's meant to get the job done, and yeah. And one night when he's on top of the roof, chilling, drinking milk, he meets this chick in a yukata, and she's a sweeper, which is kind of like a hitman like him, but instead of killing people, she catches them alive for like a reward or a bounty. And she also uses a gun. And she's like, one time she sits with him and she says to him, like, the gun doesn't control me. I control what I want the gun to do. The gun isn't a weapon to take life. It's a gun. It's a weapon to, it's kind of like a friend or like a tool that I use to help me, like an extension of myself. You can't look at it as like a means to an end sort of thing. And like every episode, like she comes in and she has like talks with him and, you know, gets to know him and, you know, kind of like gets him out of this like emo shell that he's in sort of thing. And like kind of gets him to like lighten up and be, you know, a bit nicer and better and like, you know, just open up and like, you know, get to know each other better. And that was such a nice, it was so beautiful to see that, like to see like such like an outgoing girl with like a laid back, like reclusive, introverted sort of guy. And little by little, he ended up getting out of his shell. So that was, you know, it was nice to see that dynamic. And yeah, it's pretty much like, I don't like, it's so hard because it's structured in a way where like the first 3 or 4, maybe even 5 episodes, he's that assassin person. But after that, he opens up a lot. He kind of like, because there's like a little time skip there. And then after that time skip, he's a lot more open. He's like outgoing and then all that. But he keeps his like serious nature with him. Like, it's hard to explain, but like, it's hard without like trying to get into spoilers, you know? So like, So long story short, like she changes him to be, you know, to come out a bit more and be better, you know, a better person and not kill people for a living. So eventually he ends up quitting that assassin organization and he ends up finding like his own little family that he travels around and does like sweeper missions with. And it's such a nice anime. Like the storyline is amazing and like it gets brutal when it needs to be. But at the same time, there's like its lighthearted moments and it talks about life and what you want to do with your life and the people that you associate with and the choices you make and all that. It's amazing. I absolutely love it. Like they don't make those old school gems like that anymore. And yeah, and it just also reminded me of when I first like was scrolling through trying to see what to watch, I was like, oh, Black Cat, I remember that. And do you remember that Jump game, the Shonen Jump game on the DS, Eisan?
I'm not sure. You need to give me some more information.
It was like this Shonen Jump game on the DS where you'd like make a manga page at the bottom screen, and you'd have like many like characters you could fit onto that manga page, and it was kind of like a team fight. You know, like Jump Force. It's literally the first Jump Force-ish game, but like it was on DS back in the day, and it was like way better. Like you can't even compare it to Jump Force. Like it was so amazing. It was like a 2D arcade brawler sort of game. I don't know if you ever played it, actually. But yeah, like, I remember Black Cat being on that, and I was like, oh, crap, I remember Black Cat being on that game, so, like, let's actually try it out. And it's so amazing. It's 25 episodes. I recommend you guys want, like, something that's similar to Cowboy Bebop that isn't Cowboy Bebop. Check that out. It's absolutely spectacular. I loved watching that.
It's like an action kind of...
Oh, yeah, it's action-adventure.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. There's a bit of sci-fi, but not much. It's only just, like, you know, just to explain how good of like assassins everyone else is. But yeah, highly recommend it.
All right. What else do you have in that book full of culture shenanigans?
Well, we got a couple announcements to talk about, don't we?
Are you talking about Devil's a Part-Timer?
Second season.
Devil's a Part-Timer is just...
Such a weird one to give a second season.
It's a weird one, yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I'm like...
It's about like a demon who...
Who
works at Macca's. Why would that get a second season?
That's the biggest gripe, but it's like a positive in some kind of way, because like, I don't know, this anime came out in like maybe 2013, and somehow it's 2021 and they just announced a second season.
It's bull.
What are the anime studios thinking sometimes?
Literally, there's like a million and one better animes that like deserve a second season. You're giving like this one, like a Macca's bloody TV show.
Macca's
anime, bloody freaking, I don't know what to say, bro. It baffles my mind how they came up with that.
Yeah, well, it's a positive, because
at least they got a second season. Like, that means like there is hope for
hope for some other animes that deserve second seasons, because you know, you reckon an anime that got posted in 2013 and then it's 2021, and you look at it and you're like, there's no chance that it's going to get a second season. It's dead. It's cancelled. The creators of the anime have forgotten about it. It's not going to get anything. But that basically gives you like hope, a bit of hope, that like that one anime that you're looking at that you watched like when you were younger, like, this one deserves a second season.
And just might get that second.
Yeah, you might just get it in a couple more years.
If you wait around long enough.
If you wait long enough, the freaking studio will be like, oh, we could just make another season of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And the funniest thing is, like, I saw that tweet go up, and apparently Mr. Beast has watched that anime. That's crazy. Someone like him has watched that anime. It's like the most, like, unlike, you know, popular anime to like watch.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do you have?
We also got Rental Girlfriend season 2 got announced.
Yep. That's expected, man. The freaking hype that freaking anime generated, it was crazy.
It's so good, bro. I've been keeping up with the manga. I'm just like, fuck yeah, bro. I need more.
I don't even know what's happening in the manga. I hope it's like it's not going into like a retired direction.
No, like recently it's been really good. I don't want to say anything to spoil, but like it's getting really good. It's getting to the point where like, yeah, it's getting wholesome. It's like finally like we're seeing development between, you know, the main character and Mizuhara. So yeah, super stoked to see how that goes. But yeah, not too bad of an announcement. Kind of like expected Rental Girlfriend to get a second season because it's so hype, and like there's enough manga for a second season without them having to worry about catching up so quickly. So yeah, it'll be cool to see that.
Yep. And also freaking My Hero, like the next season's got announced, and it's like it's coming out soon, and then like I think it's in July, I think.
Oh, that's not too long. It's yeah, like yeah, 3-4 months away.
So yeah, I reckon, yeah, it's gonna be interesting seeing, because I reckon what this arc is about is they're basically basing it off the that's the B class,
two B,
two B, class, or whatever,
class B, yeah
And I think also the support class, yeah. You know, the one with the guy that didn't make it into the hero course because he had like that weird quirk where he can like control people with his mind or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, it would be nice to actually see what the other students are doing. But at the same time, it's like, I don't really
care. I just want to see Deku freaking finally figure out how to use his quirk.
Yeah, effectively.
Yeah.
Because it annoys me how, like, it's just my biggest gripe with the whole thing. Like, I get it, character development. We have to grow the hero up slowly. Otherwise, it's not fair to him for him to be too OP too quick. Because, you know, we heard that All Might learned how to use his quirk super quick. And he could use 100% so quickly compared to Deku.
Yeah.
Deku had to, like, go break all his, like, entire body.
A lot of bones.
Yeah. And I feel like Deku probably... just because of his body type, or I feel like the amount of like passive one for all like power that got stored up, I feel like that's probably what's screwing up his body.
Yep.
That's just my own hypothesis. Because I feel like when All Might had one for all, he was kind of at that perfect like power and body sort of thing. But now with Deku, there's more power than there is body, so he needs to work at
that. Yes.
Or maybe once he finishes puberty, that's when he'll...
I think he's ready to develop through the...
Bro, he's like 14, 15.
What? He's underage?
Yeah.
He's not even legal.
They're in high school, bro.
They've got a lot of... He can't be thinking about women yet.
Not yet. Well, yeah. That's why he hasn't made a move on Uchaka yet.
That's true. I just spoke to a girl.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't wait for that. The new season of that and the new movie for that. I'm super pumped for it. I need more My Hero stuff. I'm so close to just like sitting down and reading the manga, man.
Yeah.
Like that's how anxious I am for like the next season.
And what else did you want to talk about?
I've got my manga, but didn't you watch a specific movie recently?
Oh, I watched the Demon Slayer movie with the missus. And yeah, it was interesting. I just realized like, Demon Slayer is made by the same company as Fate, Ufotable, if you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know how we recently saw, like, you know, the Fate movie, what's it called? What was that movie called? Fate, it's not Type Moon, it was the damn one with the stupid...
Heavensfield.
Heavensfield. Is it really?
I don't know. I know one of them was called Heavensfield.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Getting back to, I could see easily... some like similarities in the animation, because like I remember in Heavensfield they have like, you know, that like what you call it, that pink stuff that just like looks like organs just like going all around and that stuff.
Yeah.
Because like the one of the demons in Demon Slayer was like had the same kind of like abilities where he could just like produce all this like organ stuff that would just like go like sprout out and like in like it just it can. What is the word? It just, like, captures the whole train and all that stuff. It just, like, spreads out, like... like, you know how you have, like, a squid and stuff? It just, like, wraps itself around the freaking train, basically. Yeah. And, yeah, I in the animation point of view, yeah, I could see a lot of, like, some similarities and all that stuff. And, yeah, it was... they did a real good job about the, like, animation and all that stuff. The thing is, I was, like, expecting, like, a lot of, like... fighting and stuff. There is like a lot of like character development. You get to really see that your point of view of like how like, you know, like get to know the Demon Slayer, like he's like the first rank Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
And you get to, because like in the first season of Demon Slayer, you don't really get to know him like really in the anime. So in the movie, it's basically a continuation. So it is canon. Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's right.
It is canon. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So. That happens, you're on the train, you get to see him, and then you get to see his epic, like, kind of, like, power that he has. He's so OP, he's so OP, and you get to get some character development and see how he grew up to become a Demon Slayer, and, yeah, I don't want to do too many spoilers, but it just annoyed me that you didn't get to see much of, what's his name, freaking the main character, Tanjiro's, like, you know, doing much of his, like, fighting skills. It was more based on the number one ranked Demon Slayer, like, in the movie. So, that was annoying. And the ending was a bit... I don't want to spoil it, but it's really retarded how it ended, and I don't approve of that kind of ending. And yeah, that's Demon Slayer in a nutshell for me. And yeah, go watch it. You might have a different opinion, but I was just upset about that. Oh, of course, you Ufotable would do that kind of thing to me. Freaking disappoint me with the, you know, ending of their movies. It's not the first.
It's not the first time.
That's, and it won't be the last.
Probably not.
Yep.
All right. And then we're just moving on to our manga section of the podcast. And the only one that I've got to talk about that's a new one that I started reading is Release That Witch. It's pretty much about this guy who gets isekai'd into another world. And it's pretty much he gets reincarnated, or his just memories go into like this prince. And there are like 4 or 5 princes and princesses, and he's one of them. And what the king did is he spread them all out across his kingdom to each town. And he's like, all right, in 3 or 5 years' time, whichever one of you produces the best result in terms of like economic wealth and all that sort of stuff, you'll be the next king or queen. So he pretty much gets put into like his memories and shit gets put into the body of that prince. So that prince no longer exists. And but he still has the memories of the prince. Anyway, so the moment in time where he gets put into the body is the time where they're burning they're gonna kill a witch on the stake or whatever, and then he's like, yo, what the hell? Why are they killing like this, this girl? So he calls it off, and then he talks to the witch, and he's like, yo, why are they doing that to you? And then she's like, are you an idiot? You know, everybody hates witches. You know, we're considered the spawn of the devil because we got magical powers, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. He's like, all right, that's kind of stupid. Like, you know, him being isekai'd into this world, he's like, she's got superpowers, bro. Like, how cool is that? And she had the ability to, like, control fire and shit. So he's like, bro, and he was an engineer in his old life. So he's like, I could use this to, like, develop society better. Because they're living back into, the night era. So there's like castles and shit, there's no toilets, there's no bathhouses, there's no there's no indoor like proper facilities or any of that. You know, they're like so behind on stuff. They still use clay and shit and mud to build walls. They don't have cement or anything like that. They don't even have guns or firearms or gunpowder or anything. They don't know how to use that. So he's kind of like developing all this new technology. And with the help of, like, witches he finds, and, like, he kind of, like, you know, gives them a place to live and jobs and stuff, and he brings, like, the new modern, like, economic business practices into that old school time. So it's nice seeing that incorporated into it, but it's also nice, you know, to see how the plot develops and, like, how he goes about raising his kingdom, and, like, some of the other princes and princesses are a bit corrupt. They want to, like, become king or queen by default, by, you know, killing, you know, their other siblings and whatnot and that sort of stuff. So it's really nice, like a bit of like sci-fi adventure sort of. I'm really enjoying it at the moment. It's really good, but I don't know, just like these last couple chapters have been a bit slow. They've just too much talking, not enough action for me. But yeah, recommend it. And apart from all the other manga, it's just the same old, just keeping up with everything. Rental Girlfriends, Solo Leveling, The Gamer. Just a bit of everything, you know?
Yep.
And that's all I've got for this podcast. Oh, anything for you from UA Sun?
I reckon you should talk about Quintuplets, but you haven't watched much of the Quintuplets. I've been watching it, and I'm having a blast because the Nino arc is just going off. It's like a train. You're you're at the station, and everybody's just jumping on because you're like, Nino's doing something so epic, man, because literally the other episode that I just watched, spoiler alert, she sees Futaru, and then Futaru like picks her up at because like the dad was telling her to stay away from Futaru and all that stuff, and what's it called, she's like, the dad is convincing her like to like come back to the house and all that stuff, and then Futaru just picks her up, and Futaru looks like a beast while he's picking her up because he has a motorcycle, like a dirt bike and all that stuff. Yeah. He's like, get on. And she's
her
like,
and shiny
she
armor.
Has to pick her dad or Futaru, and she goes for Futaru. And then he just looks like a man. Because, like, you know, Futaru looks like one of those kind of like, you know, like, what's the word to describe him? He looks all dull and like, and boring kind of thing. And like, yeah, he just looked like a beast in that moment. He's got his motorbike by the, yeah. And then while he's like riding the motorbike with her, she starts feeling the feelings and stuff. And then she just like while on the bike, she just says, I love you to him.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, snap.
Moves but, a big man.
Yeah. The only thing is, like, I don't know if he actually heard her or anything, but yeah, she said that. And then when they're at the cafe, and then she like tries to confess, like, did you hear what I said when we're on the bike? And he's like, I didn't hear you. And then she got all upset, and then she, classic Cinderella, she has to like step it up again. She goes back in there, and it's like, I'm not taking any chances anymore. And like, I'm going straight in, and she freaking says, I love you, and then she like, yeah, she just freaking says it all, and I'm like, oh shit. And freaking Futari just like freaks out. He's like, what? Where'd this come from? And then, yeah.
I love the amount of balls Nino has.
Yeah, and freaking, fucking, you know, amazing. What's funny? Ichigo was going to confess, and then she's like,
stole the spotlight.
She's like, yeah. Oh my goodness. That was so good. And then, like, there's another episode where they go to a hot spring, and freaking Futari's in the hot spring, and it's a mixed one. And then Nino does it. She comes back again. She does classic Cinderella kind of stuff, but, like, you know, she does it in, like, a different way.
The best way.
Yeah, she out of nowhere, like, balls deep, freaking asks, oh, do you want me to wash your back? And I'm like, wow, where'd this come from? Freaking Nino. Yeah, that's all I could say for now. I don't want to spoil too much, but Nino is freaking letting it go loose. But
so good.
I'm kind of scared what's going to happen in the later episodes, because they hit, like, you know, a bad kind of problem in the manga. If you read the manga, there is an obstacle that they hit, because all five of them, is it five? Yeah, all five of them love him, and then yeah some problems happen.
But yeah. Also, oh, that's right. You reminded me. I also ended up watching another anime, and A-san, that we were talking about a bit earlier, Konosuba.
Oh, yes. You can't go wrong with Konosuba.
You can't go wrong with Konosuba.
You have a different like point of view from what I see.
Yeah.
I see it as a comedy, but you took it a little more serious than what you...
Like, I went in not having high expectations, but like... It played with me a little bit. It was like, oh, look, he's gonna get isekai'd into this place, and he has to kill the demon lord, blah blah blah. And but then just the way like abilities and shit is developed in that anime is pretty cool, because like it just really quickly someone has to like demonstrate or show it or teach it to him, and then that way he can just whip out his like report or like status bar or whatever, and he like can learn it or unlearn it with like skill points and shit. Anyway, but yeah, I don't know, man. Like I kept hearing everyone saying, oh, Arc was useless, or this or that, Darkness is like this, Megumin's like this, and then I was like, yeah, all right, yeah, I get it, it's really bad, I probably should stay away from it, I shouldn't have given in and watched it, bro. It just annoyed me.
How did you say that? It's not that kind of anime. It's more of like to have a laugh at. You don't take it serious.
Yeah, true. But I don't know, man. I like getting invested into like an anime and being like wanting like something good to happen to the main character, but literally just nothing good happens for him. Nothing good. And like you just Aqua like being complaining half the time gave me a headache, bro. I couldn't
complaining
take it
about
anymore.
Money and all that
yeah
stuff.
She's like, haha, suck shit, main character, like this happened, haha, now I'm above you. And then someone would say, actually no, you're dead broke, and like if you don't do something now, you're probably gonna get locked up in jail. And she's like, no, main character, help me, please help me, I love you, I'll do anything for you, da 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 this, da da that, please. It's like, one second you were being all high and mighty, like, kiss my feet, now you're begging for your life, like, piss off. Like, she lost my respect every time she did that.
Freaking, what's it called? They're in the cave, and then freaking, she's like all high and mighty, and then Kazuma just like, oh, I could just like, sneak away, and then she see what happens. He just sneaks off, and then she starts like, help me, Kazuma, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
she was crying her eyes out. And then there's this other episode where freaking she wants to do this like what's it called, because they wanted to get like a lot of money, this like they go to this river where it's freaking full of crocodiles or was it alligators?
Alligators, because it used to be like clean water, but then like
it got all polluted and all that stuff.
Yeah, polluted.
So she thought ability. She could easily purify that lake, and she gets in the cage, and she's in the lake for a couple minutes, and then out of nowhere the alligators start coming. It's like, she starts screaming like crazy, and then Kazuma has audacity to go like this. Oh, Aqua, let me know if you want me to take you out. And she's like, no, purification. And then another funny thing that happens is like darkness. This is classic. What's the word for it? Masochist kind of like freaking replies. She's like, I wish I was in the cage. And then Kazuma's like, don't you dare. Oh my god, yeah, it was just so funny. And then she's like, after like all that freaking traumatic things that happened in that cage, she's like all depressed and stuff in that cage when they take her back to like
the people prize. Get the wrong idea, they think they're locking her up and stuff.
Yeah
Anyway, there's this other episode that I want to really touch upon, because it really like I liked it, but it annoyed me so much because like It contradicted Darkness's character. You know that the brothel scene? The brothel episode?
The good old brothel.
Yeah, so there's this like thing where Succubus, like you sign a contract with them, you give them like some of your vitality or some bullshit, and at night they sneak in and they like give you a wet dream. So Kazuma wanted to do that. Yep. And so he did that, and then he accidentally fell asleep in his bath.
Yep.
And so when he woke up, Darkness came in to like use it. But he thought it was like the succubus like giving the appearance of darkness.
Yep.
So he's like, all right, come on, come in here, like take off your towel. She's like, what? Take off my towel? What do you mean? Why are you not acting like yourself? He's like, come on, hurry up. Like I get like you're not, you're like I asked for someone that's like inexperienced in something, but just come on. And then she's like, oh, what are you doing? No, I can't do this. And he's like, come on and wash my back.
She's acting all innocent.
Yeah, and he's just there like, come on and wash my back. Hurry up. Like, wash your back. Like, I don't want to do this. And I'm just there like, bro, the entire bloody anime, you're a masochist. You're like, yeah, spank me. Yeah, hit me. Yeah, this, yeah, that.
Throw me, hit me, bait me
but
up.
But now when push comes to shove, you ain't doing shit. That goes against your entire character, you big old bark and no bite chick.
Big old bark.
It annoyed me so much, because like, if you're going to have a write a character that way, when you put her in a situation where she's meant to be like, oh, hell yeah, I'll wash your back. Yeah, I don't mind you treating me this way, commanding me that way. Hell yeah, like, I'll jump in, yeah, I'll take off my clothes, I'll, this, that, and the other. Like, just do it.
Just do it.
Don't start acting like an innocent little, schoolgirl. Just do what you were like written up to do, and do what
purified
and do what you were meant to. I don't know, it was a 180 of her character, because like she was meant to be a masochist and all that, and she liked getting dominated and shit, and then when like he actually gave her the attitude when he would do that, she was like, no, I don't want it, like piss off. I don't know, it annoyed me a bit, but I don't know. Yep. As for Konosuba, I recommend going into it with no expectations. Go into it just for laughs. Like, invest
it's a
any
goddamn
feelings.
Comedy. It's there for comedy and nothing else.
Nothing else. Don't expect any world building, any plot development, character progression.
Most of the people just come for Megumi. I don't know why they'd come for Megumi. She's a flat-chested chick, but she's kawaii.
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty, and I like how she's like, yes, I'm the master of explosion. But I like Megumi's friend the best. I like
Yun-Yun. Yun-Yun's so funny. Like, if you've seen some of the episodes, like, she's really trying hard to become friends with Megumi.
Yeah.
Even though she's her arch rival.
Yeah.
And, like, you saw, like, in the orb, she, like, all her, like, freaking bad, like, kind of
memories. Oh, yeah, she was alone glowing,
she has
up.
No friends.
Yeah, that was sad.
It's like, she tried to make friends with the devil or something like that.
Yeah.
And then she tried, like, kiss, like, a flower or some shit, and even the flower tried to run away from her. Poor Yun-Yun.
But, yeah, what was really funny was that one episode when the main squad went out of town and she kept coming into the thing. It's like, why aren't you guys opening up? Don't you guys like me? Today I came with cake. Let's have some cake together. And no one was there. I was like, aw, that's so sad.
Poor
but
Yun-Yun.
Kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, heart went out for her. I was like, shit, man, I feel so bad. They treat her like crap. She's only just trying to make friends.
God damn it.
Yeah.
All right, is that everything?
That's it. And as for me, the podcastly quote is, overconfidence is poison, but confidence is key. So, pretty much, it's pretty much there. Like, don't be overconfident because you'll end up being stuck up. But confidence is something else completely. Overconfidence is poison. Confidence is power. It's from Skate the Infinite. So, yeah, like, be confident in what you're doing. But don't be overly confident and stuck up and smug about it. Like, for example, if you know something someone else doesn't, be like, oh, yeah, I know that. I can help you. Not be like, I know that. You don't know it. You guys suck or are dumb. Don't do that. No one likes one of those assholes. Just, you know, if you know something that someone else doesn't, use your power to help
them. Give them a good push.
Yeah, give them a good push in the right direction. Help them up. You know, be that extra hand that they need to get up that ladder or that cliff. You know, don't push them down. You know, the world is the way it is already. We don't need any more put downs. We need more puller uppers. But yeah, so that's it for me on this podcast. Hope everyone's staying safe. Stay cool. Stay cultured.
Don't forget, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And we also have a YouTube channel. And the YouTube video for HoshiCon should be done soon. It's still under some, you know,
the final touches.
Final touch-ups to the video. But hopefully it'll be out soon. And yeah, I think that's everything. At Fully Cultured Podcast.
And I'm at Fully Based on Twitter.
Oh, yes, that as well. And yeah, hope you enjoyed listening to this episode and stay cultured. I'm Ason. We'll see you soon.
I'm Base. Catch you later. Stay cultured.